He's amused Cam Newton.
Just ask that question one more time.
He's been insulted by Charles Barkley.
When some idiot in the press asked him, if you know what you know now, would you have scheduled this game?
He's interviewed Matthew McConaughey.
I do say go Tarzan.
And he's taken on Big Blue Nation.
He's just completely taken the wind out of my sails.
It's time for The Drive with Josh Graham.
Welcome to a Wednesday Drive. You are listening to WSJS, News Talk Sports for the Triad. Where today, I am reminded of one of the best 30 for 30 documentaries out there. 4 days in October. That was the one that documented how the Red Sox rallied from 3-0 down to beat the Yankees back in 2004. And the best moment of the doc actually happens a couple of minutes into the film when, before Game 4, Boston's down 3-0. Kevin Millar is spelling out what's about to happen before it actually happens. He's walking up to anybody that'll listen. Boston columnists.
Boston.
Trainers. Fans. And he's saying, don't let us win this game. Put us to bed tonight because we've got Pedro Martinez tomorrow night. We've got Curt Schilling in Game 6, and anything can happen in a Game 7. Anything can happen. Don't let us win tonight. As I'm decked out in Carolina Hurricanes gear today, I feel the same way as Millar. Here's a message to Florida. Don't let us win this game. Put us to bed. Because if you don't, Game 5's in Raleigh. Game 6, all the pressure is going to be on you to win in a 3-2 series. A lot more pressure than you're dealing with tonight. And if the Canes win that game, Game 7, anything can happen. And it's on Carolina's home ice. Plus, hockey's different than baseball. A 3-0 hole in hockey isn't exactly an automatic death sentence in the way that it is for basketball or even baseball. The Red Sox are the only team in the history of baseball to come back from 3-0 down in a best-of-7 series. They're the only ones. In basketball, it's literally never happened. Sorry to Boston, who last night won one Boston game, but you still got to win 3 more, last I checked. In the NHL, 4 teams have come back from 3-0 deficits in that sport. And 2 of those have been in the last 13 years or so, since 2010. The last team to actually do it had Justin Williams, Kane's great, on the roster with the LA Kings. And he was tweeting last night, one game at a time. That's what Carolina's approach needs to be. History was made last night with Vegas going up 3-0 on Dallas. And the history was, it's the first time ever, WD, that we've seen in the NBA and NHL conference finals, all 4 series start 3-0. So while that history's happening, we have 4 cracks at it. One of the 4 teams should have a shot at pushing the series to 7, potentially winning it. Why not the Carolina Hurricanes? Why not the Canes? Carolina, after all, they're the higher seed. They're a 2 seed facing an 8. More importantly, that means, as I spelled out, 2 of the last 3 games would be on home ice. Don't let Carolina win tonight. If you're Florida, end it tonight. This is the easiest it's going to be for you. Because if you let Carolina win, you give them a little bit of hope. I can't imagine how demoralizing it is to lose a quadruple overtime game and then lose the next game in overtime and then to double the other team's shots and lose a game 1-0 like the Canes have. They have to be pretty demoralized. If you let something break their way, showing that, hey, you really are that close and you had something good, had a good result happen for you, that's all this team needs. So this is me being Kevin Millar, knocking on the door, going to anybody who would listen, saying, don't count out the Canes. Don't count out the Canes. Don't let us win this game. Will Dalton is the executive producer of this show, taking your calls at 336-777-1600. We're on Twitter at WSJS Radio, where we're streaming video in addition to YouTube and Twitch. WD wearing Yankee gear, so I know he appreciated the start of today's show.
Watched some good baseball last night. Oh, really did.
Boy. Oh, man. That's... Yankees, Orioles. I'm going to try my best to not talk about that at any point during today's show. What are we giving away on today's show?
Trombone shorty tickets. Ah! Got a couple of pairs of those.
You know, so when BDOT, sixth man of Tar Heel basketball, joins us in studio later, maybe we can give those away in a grammar school segment. Also, we've got weekly positivity earlier than usual. We're going to do that in 5 to 10 minutes or so. Perhaps we could give away another pair for that a little bit later on this hour, just in a little bit. But moving things along, it would appear a front runner has emerged for Caleb Love, figuring out where he's going to transfer to next. Remember, the Michigan deal fell through. There was something with transfer credits. He's leaving Chapel Hill. Going back to Chapel Hill is not an option, of course. There seems to be a front runner, and it's not Missouri. You're going to have to venture out a little bit further west because, according to 24/7 Sports, the Arizona Wildcats is one of the three schools that continue to get brought up as Love landing spots. The other two, Texas and Gonzaga. They also mentioned Louisville in that discussion too, not Missouri. Missouri, not mentioned. So since the beginning, they're the school that's brought up the most. Then he decides to transfer to Michigan, not to Mizzou. And then everyone starts mentioning Mizzou again. And then there are no stories connecting Love to Mizzou. Really, it's as simple as, hey, they're in the SEC. Hey, they probably don't care about academics. Hey, they're close to St. Louis. Let's just send Caleb Love there. That's really all that's happening with that. But there are other schools that make sense, including Arizona. We talked about how Louisville might be a fit, so it is interesting that they were brought up in this 24/7 report. But there are a lot of reasons Arizona makes sense. For starters, where's Caleb Love right now? Caleb, this entire offseason, has been working out where? Arizona, with his trainer. He's already out that way. Then you look at Arizona staff. Their head coach is Tommy Lloyd, former Gonzaga assistant, who's doing a really good job in a couple of years of being the coach there. But when you look at his staff, Steve Robinson's one of their assistants. Who's Steve Robinson? He was Roy Williams' top assistant in Chapel Hill when Caleb Love was there for Caleb Love's final season in Chapel Hill. Probably played a role in recruiting Caleb to Chapel Hill. There's a tie. So he's working out in Arizona. One of Carolina's top assistants when he first started in Chapel Hill happens to be in Arizona too. And it would be a fun destination for Caleb, considering Arizona is supposed to be a top 15 program next year. They're supposed to be one of the top 10, 15 teams in the country. And this is before adding a guy of Caleb Love's caliber. But this might be the most fun detail of all. Starting next year, Arizona is going to open up a home-and-home series with who? Duke. And the series starts in Durham, which means Caleb Love, if he transferred to Arizona, would get one more crack at Duke inside Cameron Indoor Stadium. That has to be pretty appealing to Caleb Love. So keep an eye on Arizona. According to 24/7, Texas and Gonzaga are up there too as schools that continue to get brought up. But Arizona should be at the top of the list right now if that report holds any water.
It's The Drive with Josh Graham, WSJS.
What a time for racing in the old North State. You've got the All-Star race just a few days ago in North Wilkesboro, and now the Coca-Cola 600, a tradition unlike any other here in the state, coming up Sunday at Charlotte Motor Speedway, and we're now being joined by the driver of the number 42 Chevy Camaro, Noah Gregson, joining us on WSJS. Let's start in the most obvious place, Noah. You are from Las Vegas, but you're a North Carolina resident now. Does that mean you have adopted the North Carolina sports teams, or the more and more that Vegas collects pro sports teams, do you root for those squads?
Well, this is going to be somewhat of an unpopular opinion, but I'm still a Vegas guy. I'm still a Vegas Golden Knights fan.
Yeah.
I know the Canes have been doing all right here in the playoffs, and the Golden Knights are doing all right too. So, you know, if the Canes do make it to the Stanley Cup and the Golden Knights make it to the Stanley Cup, I'm for sure rooting for the Golden Knights.
Yeah.
I'm still a Vegas guy. I actually still have a Vegas driver's license. So, yeah, I'm still a Vegas guy. I've lived out here in North Carolina for about 5 or 6 years now, but I still call Vegas home at the end of the day. That's where I was born and raised, and go back there during the off season and whatnot. But, you know, I'm starting to enjoy it out here in North Carolina, and it's become a home here too. So it's all good.
Listen, I respect it because I think a lot of people talk about Vegas as if it's not a real city. But the more I talk to people from there, like we were talking with Kyle Busch about this a couple of weeks ago, and he just said, yeah, man, there are a lot of UNLV fans and people who love the Raiders now, and they're going to get the A's. I read that your great-grandfather was one of the most respected mayors in the history of that city. But if we're keeping it with you, a couple of weeks ago, we were talking again with Kyle Busch about growing up in Vegas. And to people out this way, they might not know about what racing on the West Coast is like. This is a racing hotbed we have here in North Carolina. Is there a real racing culture in Vegas, or did you look to guys like the Bushes as a North Star for your path?
Well, I think that the ultimate goal is to get out to, you know, the hub of NASCAR, and that's North Carolina. But there is a big culture on the West Coast for racing, you know, all through Vegas, Southern California, Northern California, up into Washington, Arizona. There's a lot of racing on the West Coast. I know it might not be you know, as big of an industry out there on the West Coast, but there's still a big culture and a big racing family out on the West Coast. So you got, you know, really nice tracks like the Thermal Club out in Palm Springs, where you got guys who go out there with their cars and whatnot, guys from California and whatnot. There's a lot of car enthusiasts, a lot of motorsports fans on the West Coast. And so, yeah, growing up on the West Coast, I think, you know, the goal was always, you know, one day to make it to NASCAR, and you got to move out to the East Coast for that. But, you know, there's still a big racing culture on that West Coast.
Noah Gregson's with us here, getting set for the Coca-Cola 600 this weekend. Over the weekend, a few days ago at North Wilkesboro, you did quite a bit of racing, and thanks to the fan vote, that included the All-Star race. But there are also videos of you bringing the dirt bike out there and having a good time, it seemed like. So you tell me, what was the highlight of your weekend at North Wilkesboro?
You know, it was a cool weekend. It was cool. We raced the late model there on, you know, Tuesday and Wednesday, super late model. And then, you know, once the energy came to town, really, for the NASCAR stuff, you know, there's a lot of people there. It was cool hanging out with, you know, some fans and whatnot, going through the campgrounds, you know, riding my pit bike around, all that stuff. There's a lot of energy. And then, driver intros for the All-Star race was awesome, to get voted in and be a part of that. That was really special. And so it was a fun weekend overall. It's a challenging racetrack, nonetheless, but, you know, there's a lot of fans. It was a sold out house, which is good. And, you know, it was a fun time behind the wheel.
Yeah. You mentioned the driver intros. I've heard at many NASCAR races with the huge tracks, sometimes those introductions can happen and you hear like a smattering of cheers where people don't even know what's happening. But at North Wilkesboro, everything's so tightly compacted, and you experienced it on Tuesday and Wednesday with those late models, as you were describing. But I'm sure you were told about, okay, this short track and what goes on around that last turn and the old surface and such. How did your expectations for the track and the atmosphere that you just described going into the weekend actually meet the reality of it?
Well, I think, you know, it's a new track really for most everyone out there.
Yeah.
And so just trying to figure the track out, trying to learn it, you know, kind of see. Worn out, right? So you go with the mindset, all right, do I need to kind of conserve my tires and not burn my tires up, or should I go hard? And you know, there wasn't a whole lot of saving to be done, but yeah. Every time on the racetrack was a learning experience. And, you know, it was a good time out there. So with that being said, you know, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the weekend. I enjoyed the fans. I enjoyed, you know, everything. So it was good.
Let's flip it to a head. Noah Gregson's with us here. Number 42, Chevy Camaro, the Coca-Cola 600 coming up this week. When it comes to the 600, we always hear about the fatigue that comes along with it and the endurance required to compete. Since last year was your first 600, what lessons do you think you took from that experience that you're applying in preparation this week?
Well, I think the biggest thing is we made a lot of speed. We drove up into the top 10 last year. You know, I think up to 8th, and we're battling some of those really good guys, and was making a lot of pace running right up against that outside wall, you know, around the whole track. And with that comes a lot of accuracy, a lot of discipline, a lot of precision and focus to be able to run right up there against the outside wall all the way through the corners and not overdoing it to where you you overpace yourself into the corner and hit the wall and whatnot. It takes a lot of focus. So with 600 miles of that, I'm probably going to try and pace myself a little better from the beginning half of the race, just from the fact of you get mentally fatigued so badly running the wall, doing that at the Coke 600, Homestead, Kansas, some other tracks, Darlington, where you're right up against the wall, you know, with it being such a long race. I think just being mentally focused and sharp by the end of it, not draining yourself at the beginning, was kind of the biggest thing I learned. I was a little nervous last year about, man, this is the longest race I've ever been in. How hydrated am I going to be? How prepared am I? But I, you know, I felt good behind the wheel. But if I could do it again, which we are going to have an opportunity to do it again, probably wait a little bit longer to get up right against that wall so I don't mentally drain myself so quickly.
Last thing, got to know. My producer, Will Dalton, is a huge video gamer, and I read that you're an avid video gamer. What's the game you're most confident you can beat anybody you're matched up with?
I don't know if I'm an avid video gamer, but every once in a while I play you know, some video games with my buddies just to kill some time and get my head away from stuff. So I'd probably say PGA, 2K PGA would probably be the golf game. I'm pretty good at that.
WD thinks he might have you.
I have this game. I rock with this.
You think you could take out Noah Gregson? Is that what I'm hearing?
You don't want to see me on TPC Sawgrass. You don't want to do that. No, you don't want to do it.
I'm pretty dirty on that game. I'm pretty good. Like I'm not very good at a lot of things, but that I'll put myself up. Everybody I play, maybe they all just suck and I haven't had real competition yet.
I love Noah Gregson talking a little trash. We see it coming out, the Noah Gregson we see on pit road or see him on the racetrack. We like it. Hey, next time we catch up, maybe we can figure out more about the competitive video game golfer Noah Gregson. But in the meantime, best of luck on the track this week at the Coca-Cola 600. Thanks for the time.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
You got it. That's Noah Gregson joining us. WD, I feel like I had to restrain you.
Hey, I'm really good.
TPC Sawgrass.
I'm really good at it.
Why that course? That's
my favorite. Get some stuff done on it.
It's so specific.
It is.
And that's how he knew he was talking to a legit competitor. He's like, oh, man, this guy knows the courses.
Oh, yeah. He went there, so I had to.
Yeah. Man, we're going to Ponte Vedra. We're going to play in Florida. That's what we're going to do. Isn't that Tiger's course?
I don't know.
That's where the Players' Championships played at. Okay. I need to resettle. I need to regroup.
Good.
After that.
1, 3.
You're on the air.
Wake up with Jeffrey Griffin and Triad today. Weekday mornings at 7. Now back to The Drive with Josh Graham.
This is Trombone Shorty. Who freaking rocks, by the way. We're giving away tickets to go see Trombone Shorty If you're wondering where this might sound familiar, I think SVP uses this in the background of his winner segment, where he hands out some picks, or as he says, hands out some winners. We had a good season last year. Shout out to JC Horn and company. But Trombone Shorty going to be at White Oak Amphitheater, not this Saturday, but next Saturday. We're going to be giving away tickets throughout today's show. So if you would like to win those, call, give us a call now. 336-777-1600. All you have to do is call in and tell us something good that's going on with you. Before we get into weekly positivity, the NHL's Western Conference Finals, those are a wrap. 3-0 that series. See, I think the Canes have a shot because all those games are close. And also the Canes are the higher seed. The Stars are not. And the Stars got waxed last night. So it's a little bit different what we're talking about with the Stars versus, say, the Carolina Hurricanes. But we are witnessing history. I brought this up a short while ago, but it's the first time ever that we've had four conference final series in the NHL and NBA starting 3-0, those series. You would think that there's a chance that the NBA finals could start earlier as a result, but no. Unlike hockey, they set their date way ahead of time. They want the first Thursday in June. So the NBA finals will start June the 1st. Even if tomorrow, even if it ended last night, there would be no basketball for 9 days. 9 days. June the 1st is when the NBA finals will start. Hockey, a little bit different. So if things wrap up in the next couple of days for the Canes, Florida series, and Dallas and Vegas, the Stanley Cup finals will start well before June the 1st. Again, the number 336-777-1600 if you want to go see Trombone Shorty. Now we get into weekly positivity. I'm not looking for the best players, Craig. I'm looking for the right ones. WD's gonna watch Miracle later on tonight.
Yeah, he is.
And we'll talk about it tomorrow. Let's start to the phones. Joey in Thomasville, tell me something good.
Hello, Josh.
Hi, Joey.
I've got something good.
What's that?
I am headed to Vegas tomorrow.
Like Las Vegas or G Vegas?
This would be Las Vegas.
Okay, a little and different than K Vegas and G Vegas we have around here. I'm sorry to interrupt, though.
No, that's fine. This will be my first trip to Vegas, and I'm so looking forward to it.
Yeah, see what's funny? Noah Grayson, who's going to join us next hour, NASCAR driver, he's from Las Vegas, so we'll be talking to him about his roots, Kyle Busch, from that way, too. What do you hope to do when you were in Vegas?
Well, certainly I hope to win a lot of money.
Yeah.
We're also going to play golf, so I'm really looking forward to a fun time.
Yeah. WD, do we have the JC Horn ready to go? Because I'd like to tell Joey something he could potentially bet on and make some of that sweet Skrilla. Here's my idea. Probably while you're out there, Joey, we're going to get the NBA Finals matchup set, and people are going to be high on the Heat. Don't bet the Heat. Nuggets. Nuggets over the Heat. Tell JC, hey, JC Horn, tell Joey what to do.
Send me that cash out, family.
Thank you so much, Josh, for the advice.
You're welcome. Have a great time in Vegas. There goes Joey in Thomasville. 336-777-1600 if you'd like to tell us something good. Hi, Will.
Hello, Josh.
Tell me something good.
Well, on top of UNC winning their first game of the ACC tournament yesterday.
You didn't really care.
Yes, I did. I had it on in here during the show.
Oh.
And then my Yankees beating your Orioles last night.
That happened.
So I'm a big video game person. person.
Yeah.
As we know.
Yeah.
And Grand Theft Auto 5 came out like 10 years ago.
Probably even longer than that.
2013.
Oh, okay.
10 years ago.
That is 10 years.
And so we've been waiting to see when the heck is Grand Theft Auto 6 gonna come out. Any type of leak of any kind. So we learned that apparently the map for Grand Theft Auto 6 is going to be twice the size of GTA 5, which was pretty big.
Wow.
And so there's a big showcase today for PlayStation. And so we're speculating that there could be some more leaks, maybe a trailer of some kind to come out. So I'm pretty excited about that.
A trailer just dropped for the Doom Leo DiCaprio Martin Scorsese movie.
Wow.
That's coming out later this year. And that was good. Another thing that's good, Willow the dog's made some great strides.
Did she get a big stick today?
Yeah.
She likes a big
stick. She hasn't gone potty in the house for close to a week. And we've developed a bit of a system where, like, when she goes to bed, when she leaves her bed to go out late at night, we've got a pretty consistent potty to sleep schedule that's been figured out with Willow the dog. And she's starting to recognize some of the places that we normally go, so she knows to like being in the car and rolling the window down. She really likes that. It's really cute when she sticks her little head out the window. She's only like 7 pounds. And she loves the dog parks. She loves walking around the neighborhood. She's learning how to walk on a leash. She's a 5-month-old puppy, but she's figured out quite a bit over the last month or so. And that's good.
Willow the dog.
Willow the dog. It confounds some people that I call her Willow the dog.
It does.
It's just a habit.
I told you today you should have like an Instagram page for her. No. Willow the dog.
No. I'm not going to do that. But the question a lot of people ask is it like a bit or something that you do that you call somebody Willow the dog? You add like the dog at the end. Like no one calls you Josh the radio host. Well, some people do, but people won't refer to you that way firsthand, the way that you refer to Willow the dog. It's just something I've always done. And I've had animals with 2 syllables pretty much all my life. Hershey the dog, Samson the dog, Reese's the dog, Bono the dog. Had a lot of dogs with 2 syllables, and it just kind of rolls off the tongue. So that's why I call Willow the dog, Willow the dog.
I'm WD, the producer.
Yeah. Anything good to add on the way out?
Virginia's beating Georgia Tech right now, 1-0, so that's good.
And that's your ACC baseball update.
Wow.
Perhaps we can get to more ACC baseball.
Play ball.
Just a bit. And that's been Weekly Positivity. Speaking of Joey's trip out to Vegas and sports gambling, according to our friend Brian Murphy in Raleigh, state senators, see, it already passed the House, this sports betting bill, trying to get things off the ground, online sports betting, by January 8th of next year. It's got to get through the Senate, though. And apparently, today, it's on the agenda to be discussed. House Bill 347. And Brian Murphy's even saying that there's a chance that it can go from being discussed to being voted on. Now, there are concerns that things that were passed in the House probably might get struck down, portions of the bill that would require it to then go back to the House to be voted on again. Politics can be a little messy with these bills and trying to get everything in it and get everything passed and have everyone cooperate. I won't pretend to know how everything works, but the larger picture is this. Roy Cooper says he'll sign a sports betting bill. He's been on that for a while. It lost by 1 vote last year. There was intense backlash to that. voters. And then you had an election cycle, so there were a lot more people who saw that backlash who probably will more than make up for the one vote in order to get some type of a sports betting bill passed this time around. And the time frame is, it takes a little bit of time to get the infrastructure in place for online sports betting and have these sports books go up and things of that nature. It takes about, venture to say, 5 or 6 months to do that. So this won't get done, again, by football season, but hoping by the NFL playoffs or the college football playoff national title game that this would get done. January 8th is what they're shooting for. So really, we're not at the point where it has to get done right now, but we're starting to get close to that point. If we get to the end of June and we still don't have anything passed, well, then they might start to try to speed things up to try and get this thing done. But it's not a surprise that this has been brought up now. We'll see what happens with
the sports. Send me that cash out, family.
Betting.
The Drive with Josh Graham, only on WSJS.
Now, everybody in the 313.
Man. I'm looking at WD over there. WD throwing his hands up.
He's watching Miracle tonight.
That's about, the hockey joint.
Yeah, the 1980 U.S. Olympic team.
I never seen that.
Disney movie. It's good.
I haven't either.
You'll watch that tonight. It'll be a good time.
Heard about it. Know what happens.
Yeah. Hockey's a sport that you don't have a lot of familiarity with. NASCAR is another one of those sports, but you're going to the Coca-Cola 600 this week.
The 600.
The 600.
Yeah, the Coca-Cola 600.
That's how we're going to brand it. The 600.
Yeah, the 600.
So Saturday.
That's the truck series.
That's right.
Yeah.
Not the 600.
Not the 600. The 600, that's Sunday. Race time start at 6, I think, or 5.
Does race time for the 600 start at 6?
I think the 600 start at 6.
Ah.
I know they're letting the VIP guests, the ticket was for 5.
So you're going in, eyes wide open, ready to go.
Don't even know what to wear.
No, that's easy. You got to find one of those. I even see hip hop artists wearing
racing
like
jackets?
The racing jackets.
It's not going to be too hot to wear a racing jacket.
He might be right about that.
Thank you.
Yeah. I have one of those racing jackets for Tony Stewart.
I used to have a Jeff Gordon one.
Like a Home Depot one?
Mm-hmm.
I had a freaking Dale Earnhardt one that they gave me
Ooh.
The last time I went to a race. And then I went to this like party that they had after the race and put my coat down and left and forgot the coat.
Oh, no. I was going to say, if it's the weather's okay, that would have been the one.
That would have been it. I wouldn't even wear a shirt underneath.
Tell me the genesis, or tell the audience the genesis of grammar school. Why you felt it was essential to create this segment for me.
Because you made me feel awkward. I mean, that's just pretty much it, man. We would be in places and you would make me feel awkward. And
sports
I felt
settings.
Like it wasn't just sports settings, really. Like, you remember the Travis Porter concert?
Yeah. Which one's Travis Porter?
Exactly. And there's three guys up there. There's Travis Porter. That's when I was like, man, I have got to figure out a way to teach this guy. If he's going to be around, like, because I like you. I like you as a person. I think you have, I think you're a good person, a good heart. I think you're like driven. You're smart. You know your stuff. So, like, this is somebody who I could keep in my circle, but not if he's going to embarrass me on every possible occasion.
And look at the strides we've made where I'm matching. I've got J's on.
You do. We don't know what number they are, but you have J's on.
These are 11s?
Not even close.
Threes?
There you go.
Okay, I get those two mixed up.
Mm-hmm.
So
11s are patent leather.
Those are the ones I need to get next.
Oh, yeah, those ones are like tuxedo shoes.
So I got ones. I got threes. I need to get 11.
11s are my favorites.
So that's why I need to get a pair of those.
Mm-hmm.
Make that happen.
Probably some Concords.
Right. So I go into locker rooms and guys, they understand, like RJ Davis and others, that I'm learning and I need to incorporate some of these terms so that way I'm up with it. Now the shoe's on the other foot.
Correct.
You're going into, shall we say, a caucastic setting.
Oh, 100%.
The 600.
The 600.
And
Coca-Cola 600.
So,
this is all just fitting.
It does start at 6, by the way.
And it starts at 6.
Mm-hmm. So I got some terms that we're going to incorporate that I'm going to throw at you to see if you know. Basic NASCAR terminology. And I'm conflicted. I threw these at WD. We don't know which way this is going to go. You're either going to knock this out or it's going to go poorly.
Yeah.
It's time for BDOT's Grammar School.
Josh Graham has his own way of speaking. And just when you think it can't get any worse, rah, 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 Josh is going to attempt to learn BDOT's vernacular.
I'm
going to
put one in the air.
It's time for BDOT's Grammar School.
Nobody better than BDOT. Pre-game, during game, post-game.
Brought to you by Heritage Hardwood Floors. When it comes to flooring, they have no ceiling.
Heritage Hardwood Floors.
JJ Redick, put some respect on Heritage Hardwood Floors' name.
You're damn right, because if you go to Winston-Salem State University and look at the floor, it's done by Heritage Hardwood Floors.
Stephen A. knows what's up.
Doggone right, man. And when it comes to flooring, they have no ceiling.
And I have, if somebody wants to help you
please
with one of these NASCAR questions,
please,
I have something to bribe them with. We've got a pair of tickets to see Trombone Shorty, not this weekend, but next weekend.
To see who?
Trombone Shorty.
Trombone Shorty? Do they play a trombone?
Yeah, there is a trombone in the outfit, but isn't horns, it? It's good. You'd be familiar with it if I played some of their stuff.
Say less.
Okay. Trombone so 336-777-1600. They're going to be in Greensboro next weekend. You ready for the first question, Dot?
I am not.
What is pit road?
Pit road is where they go and change the cars and stuff. I mean, change the tires and stuff real fast. Like you be on the main road, but then you have to come over to pit road and you have to go zit, 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 real fast. And they do it real quick. And you got to be really athletic to be on pit road because you got to carry them big tires. You got to move around. And then go off. Yeah.
That is correct.
Yeah.
That's such a good description.
Yeah. All those sound effects. Yeah. All those sound effects we can use at future points. Just him using a hammer that one time and it sounded like he was hitting the president of the United States over the head. We could potentially revisit that in a second. There it is.
It's already got. It's ready to go.
Can I hear that one more time? Excellent. So you're one for one. What's it mean to have pole position?
Oh, man.
And we have someone on the line who can help you if you need help.
Really?
Yeah, pole position.
Because I want to do well in this. Because pole position, if I was in Atlanta at Blue Flame.
Oh, no.
And my boy Lou Will was over there with me. And we was on some of them wings.
Yeah, we do got some wings outside. I don't think they're lemon pepper flavored.
But see, if you was talking about pole position, then it would be when Cherokee came to the pole first. But then Buffy came after. See, Cherokee would have better pole position because we're going to probably spend all our money on Cherokee right there while we eating the wings. You understand what I'm saying?
Do you want to go to the line for some help?
Sure.
Kyle the Amazon driver.
Oh my gosh.
Kyle, the Amazon driver, do you want to tell BDOT what having pole position means?
This dude knows everything.
I will. I do, Doc. You got to know by now, man. If you don't know, you're going to find out very shortly. I'm extending an olive branch because you almost banned me from this segment, but I'm here to help you now.
Thank you. I'm so glad you don't follow my directions.
Pole position is when you qualify number one for the race. You're going to start on the pole, first place.
Doggone right, I'm going with that. He said it way too confident. That's pole position. When you qualify in first place, you're going to start first on the pole.
You have the pole. That's correct.
Ding, 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 ding. Thank you, Kyle, the Amazon driver.
Hey, Kyle.
Yes, sir.
Congrats. You won Trombone Shorty tickets. But running into, how is the Josh Fathead tour going?
It's looking like we're going to be at the ACC tournament on Friday. So if you happen to see me around, come by, say hello. Wish me well and call me lame. Hell, they called Nick Cannon lame, didn't they? And look where he's at now.
Yeah, need to know this. He's wearing the Josh Fathead the same way that Flava Flav wears the clock.
I swear I was just about to say that. I was like, at this point, you need to be more efficient with it and wear it as a chain. That's brilliant, Kyle, the Amazon driver. I like it.
I got to get some weights on the bottom of it because the state can whip around and hit my beautiful wife in the face from time to time. So I got to get that handled.
See, that's what I'm saying. Leave Bree out of this, man. She did not sign up for this.
There goes Kyle, the Amazon driver. So you're two for two. You've already got a passing score, Dot.
Look at me. If I'm going to be out there teed up at the 600. I'm going to be out there saying words and stuff. Like, hey, who got pole position today? Which one of y'all got pole position? Who is it? That's what I'm going to say to the drivers.
The last thing. What does a checkered flag signify?
Final lap. Is that right? Final lap. And you know what's crazy? Wait, don't, that's not it. You know what's angering me? I looked up today. I Googled difference in flags. And it said green flag means to start the race or to keep the race going. And then the yellow flag was a caution flag. I forgot what the red flag was, but the black flag was racist as hell because that one just kicked you all the way out of the race. But I didn't even look at what the checkered flag meant.
So you're guessing what?
I'm guessing final lap.
WD, I need a ruling.
The marathon continues.
See, I don't think I can give that one.
Nah, you give. It's not the final lap. It's whoever crosses the finish line when the checkered flag's out wins. So it's not the final lap. They pull it out when the final lap had already started.
Mm-hmm.
When you cross, when the first driver to cross
after
the finish line has the checkered flag is out as they cross the finish line.
Yeah.
So you win the checkered flag, essentially.
What you just described, they have a white flag for that. For the
white flag
lap.
For the last lap, and then the checkered comes out for the winner.
Yeah.
As you cross the finish line. But 2 out of 3, that's really good.
Yeah, it was. And I learned something, too, because now I'm looking for the checkered flag. About how long is the 600?
That's like, the longest wise. Race there is.
Man. It's long.
Like, time-wise, about 3 hours?
Longer than that,
five,
but
five,
yeah.
5 hours? Are
you
talking about like
how
a
long
600?
Would you say it is? I mean, it's like an all
after,
evening
it's all night thing.
Thing?
Like the race starts at 6, so like we're gonna be done by 10.
It's between a 4 and a 5 hour race.
And with all that traffic, it's gonna be like 150,000 people there. They say
100.
100.
100. 100. Coming to the 600.
A Hondon going to the 600 at 6 with the 6 man.
That's Ben Grammar School. I'm proud of you.
Thank you, bro.
Getting to basketball real quickly while I have you here.
All right.
Any hope for the Boston Celtics? They won last night.
If anybody can do it, it will be them. Their mascot is the freaking Lucky Charm.
Yeah. Lucky the Celtic.
Yeah, whatever. I don't know, man. Like, I heard you earlier talking about Jimmy Butler being the best player in this series, and I can't just give it to Jimmy Butler when damn – When Jason Tatum is playing like Jason Tatum can play, Jason
the key
Tatum,
part the key part is win.
Right, that's fair, and I'll give you that. But
it's like Anthony Davis, it's like, oh, he could be the best player in the series, but maybe half the game.
But see, like Jason Tatum, whenever his back has been against the wall, he's always performed extremely well.
Yeah.
When it's game sevens and closeout games,
well,
he always plays well.
It depends how you view that game six against the Sixers, where you're facing elimination.
When he dropped 50? Oh,
I'm talking about the one where he had 12 points
right
through three quarters, not doing anything.
Yeah.
Was like 5 of 17.
And then hit 19 in the fourth?
Yeah.
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 That's what I mean.
That's what I'm saying, but he didn't do anything for three quarters.
But he did something when? Before the game ended.
All right.
That's all I'm saying. Like
you're
Jason Tatum.
It's never happened in basketball
it
history.
It hasn't. And I don't see it happening.
Okay.
I don't. I see Miami winning at least one more.
Yeah.
Before they can win three more. That's tough.
It is. And then you got a
I would
Nuggets,
love it though.
A Nuggets Heat series.
And that's a sweep.
Nuggets?
That's a sweep.
Wow. The disrespect of Jimmy Buckets.
Nah.
Look at
that's
WD.
Playoff Jimmy
WD loves himself some playoff Jimmy.
I called Heat Lakers finals. I got half right.
Listen. Playoff Jimmy is a dog. I respect it.
After round one, you said that. Not before round one. You didn't call for an 8-1 upset of Milwaukee.
No, I didn't call
and
for
you're
that.
Not going to see an 8-1 upset of the 8 yeah. in the East
you're not
versus
beat,
the 1 in the
you're
West.
You're not going to beat 2-1 seeds in the same place.
You're not going to beat the 1 seed in the West, man. Like, that's tough. That's tough. And like, nobody can guard the Joker. It's just tough, man. Bam. He's playing extremely well, out of his mind. Some of the best basketball ever, and I love Bam, product of NC. But I don't know what system. I give Spo his credit. Spo's a great coach. A lot of people don't give Spo his credit. So if there's anybody that can scheme against it, it could possibly be Spo. But Joker just, and they healthy. And that's a great team, that Denver Nuggets team. Let's
and they don't have
that.
To play for another week. See, that's the thing
when
about
the rest of Russ comes in, though.
That's the thing. Well, I think both teams are going to be dealing with that. Like, if the Heat win tomorrow, they'll have a full week off.
Yeah.
That's the thing I don't like about the finals. It's like, hey, we have it set. It's June 1st. Well, what if both these series end in 4 and 5? Well, then you guys are going to be waiting a week.
Gotta be in June, man.
Rather than it being, hockey, for example, if the Canes lose tonight and Vegas completes the sweep tomorrow, then it could be, we could have the Stanley Cup start this weekend. All right.
NBA is a month-to-month league, though. They want you locked in every month.
Oh, they do.
They don't want it to finish, but so they're going to start the finals in June.
Were you out on social media and out in the streets fighting the LeBron haters this week?
Nah.
You been out there?
Nah. I love LeBron's. I love the way that LeBron has directed the narrative to stay on LeBron.
Yeah.
It's so brilliant. Like, nobody's talking about Joker and them going to the finals for the first time.
I hate that so much.
All they're talking about is LeBron going to retire?
Yeah.
They're not even talking about LeBron being swept. They're talking about, is LeBron going to retire? And he's just a master in manipulating the media. And I think it's brilliant to watch sometimes.
Are you going to be in town when CP is in town for his book? He's got a thing at Bookmarks in the next couple of weeks.
I hope so. I don't even know. I honestly, it's a sad. I guess we do this every year.
Yeah.
Like, I talk to Chris up until a certain point, and then he just goes off the radar.
Oh yeah, I bet you'd even hear from him on graduation.
He doesn't even watch,
because I was during the playoffs.
He watched the finals and stuff.
No,
he doesn't watch that stuff.
I mean, I guess if I were a player, I probably wouldn't either.
Especially when you want to be there.
Okay. I hear we have wings in the studio.
Hell yeah. That's the only reason I'm here this late. Usually I come early, but Josh has been telling me, hey, Dad, why don't you try these East Coast wings? All right, man. These joints better slap. Well, guess who's going to get slapped?
You know what else we got?
What else we got? And it goes,
what
the hell was that?
It's a pit stop.